And the bottom line that I want to communicate to you tonight is, do what you need to do to make sure that your family doesn't experience that pain. Ladies and gentlemen, good evening from North California, where San Francisco County has just joined Santa Clara County, where San Jose is, in declaring a state of emergency so that they can prepare for the arrival of this epidemic. Of course, there are no confirmed cases in either county, but then there's no testing going on either, so there can be no confirmed cases. So it's kind of begging the question to say that. The CDC, notwithstanding, did come out today and say it's not if, but when the epidemic is breaking out in the United States, and warned that there will be significant disruption to daily lives. This is, of course, what we've been expecting, because we know that the powers that be are poking the beast right now, trying to cause just enough pain to get the population to accept the next leg of the totalitarian agenda. We need to talk about all of this. I'm Christian, and this is the Ice Age Farmer Channel. And I want to start in China, where they remain days, weeks ahead of the rest of the world with respect to the measures that are being taken due to the virus. And specifically here, we see a report that food shortages are already being reported. And in some cases, you know, we've seen animals that are not fed, livestock that are perishing and being culled because they can't get animal feed to them. So the situation is pretty ugly over there. But whereas the central Chinese communist government had initially said on the 1st of February that they had enough grain, no worries, guys, we got this covered for a whole year, at least we're fine. And then next week, mere days later, in fact, 4 days later, they said, well, we got about a 6 month supply, actually. And then over this past week, they started furiously importing thousands of tons of rice as quickly as possible to Hubei. So their hopes were dashed by the reality of the situation, that false sense of security, the illusion of superabundance that affected the Chinese in the Great Famine. We've taken a look at that in the past. Seems like it's back, and it's not just the United States that is still afflicted with it. Their estimates were wildly off, and in fact, that's why it's taking a logistical miracle to keep food and supplies rolling into that province at all time. This is what it looks like. Just a line of trucks bringing in food. Of course, we looked last video at the diktat that came out from the Chinese communist government saying that farmers should step up their vegetable production. Whatever that means. I mean, you're supposed to go out and yell at your vegetable to hurry up. It doesn't really make sense, but they're communists, so what can you say? And then there was this new command issued from that government. China tells farmers, don't miss the planting season during the outbreak. It's imperative that you plant your crops. Chinese Premier Li told local governments to make sure farmers don't miss their crucial grain planting season. Officials are worried that the epidemic could spread to rural areas where there's less medical infrastructure. If we miss, quote, the planting season, we'll be unable to make up for it, which will have an impact on the economic foundation and social stability for the whole year. We are holding the rice bowl for 1.4 billion people in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, that really encapsulates the gravity of the situation right here. When you have the entire economy shut down during the end of February here, which is the critical weeks during which these crops are supposed to be going into the ground. In fact, we see here, grain planted at this time accounts for more than half of the country's total acreage. And it's supposed to be starting now. Planting is supposed to start now. But villages have blocked, in some cases, roads and even banned farmers from their fields, which interrupts, obviously, the harvest of tea and vegetables, according to Pan Wenbo. The government is also increasing state stockpiles of frozen meat after they issued tons of metric tons of pork from their state reserves, and issuing loan subsidies for farmers with more than 500 pigs. They're desperately trying to rebuild their protein sources there. That's what happens after you lose 70% of the pigs to African swine fever. And you saw people complaining about the price of pork. This was before, obviously, the outbreak. And the entire situation just changed. The social norms were changing. Banks were giving away little tiny pieces of pork to new depositors to lure them in because it was such a precious thing. This meat, this food is so precious. You can see society and perceptions reorienting around that new reality. And so, ladies and gentlemen, when you see the government going door to door to farmers, asking them, how much grain do you have stored on your farm? And in fact, going so far as the military taking over rice production in Heilongjiang. I mean, that's it. That's end game. That's the government taking total control over your food supply, which is what I've been warning about for years now. This is their end game. And it looks like they are achieving it actively in China right now. Also worth mentioning, Hunan produces about 30% of China's fertilizers. The longer this lockdown continues, the more likely it is that China will face a dangerous food shortage. I'd say it's not just likely. At this point, it's baked into the cake. It's done. And then even as that's happening, we see unfortunate reports that the police are out actively looking for people that are fishing, where it's been banned in the guise of trying to stop the spread of the virus. Yeah, they're just going out and breaking people's fishing poles. Yeah, you're not allowed to provide food for yourself. I've also seen reports that the government is arresting farmers who harvest and eat their own crops. No, those don't belong to you. Those belong to the collective. That belongs to the state. That's not your food. You can't eat the stuff you grow. So indeed, the state is stepping in and taking total control over food. And we've also seen signs that rationing is going into effect. So it's due to a sudden surge in demand, customers can only purchase 2 units of the below. And yes, it's the medical supplies, the sanitation supplies, but then boom, rice at the end of this list. Customers can only purchase 2 units, whatever that is, 2 bags of rice. So the military has taken over the means of production, and food rationing is now going on in China. These are significant developments that are not being discussed anywhere else. And ladies and gentlemen, months ago I observed when someone within the DHS leaked an internal memo describing that China didn't have the food supply to feed itself, that it had lost 70% of their pork supply, that they needed soy that they could no longer get from Brazil and the US because of the corn, the crop losses there. This has been a question, an open question. How is China going to handle these crop losses and these looming food shortages? Because we'd experienced the crop losses already. And so it was just a matter of time as this train wreck in slow motion went down the fuse and exploded with the rapidly increasing food prices, the social instability that goes along with that, and fundamentally the fact dynasties have historically always fallen during these times, these solar minimum. When the sun's activity drops off and food production falters, well, emperors lose their divine right to rule and people just kick them out and the whole cycle starts again. Well, the powers that be obviously don't want that to happen. And so they have front run the situation and they have created a crisis that allows them to institute martial law before these food shortages appear. Now, the problem is that in doing so, they've actually taken this huge freaking flamethrower and lit the entire fuse all at once. So they have accelerated the timeline to the food shortages and they've drastically worsened them. But that's just the cost of doing business when you are the powers that be. If that's what it takes to crack down with martial law around the world, then that's what we'll do. And in fact, it furthers their agendas anyway, doesn't it? So I wanted to illustrate sort of this process and the fact that they have quite literally injected a global medical martial law crackdown right now in advance of the food shortages that were already looming on the horizon because they had to. They had to do this to keep under control. Well, if that's the story in China, how does it look in the United States? Is the situation much different? Because we've seen, I interviewed on this channel the top 1% producer who came out and said, literally, this is a whistleblower who has relationships and data. And he said the USDA is actively working to hide these things. Forces within and beyond the USDA are conspiring to make sure that nobody finds out how bad the corn crop and other crops were hit in the United States last year with the record prevent planting, the terrible flooding in the Midwest. And so as recently as only 4 weeks ago, I asked that question, what's going on here? The USDA is sticking to numbers that are just obviously patently wrong. They're just blatantly false. The US is struggling to import corn from Brazil. We see pictures on social media of the corn that was harvested, it was stored, but it was so wet and there was no propane to dry it. It's just been a cluster. It's been a terrible situation. And so, indeed, the evidence can be seen in recent social media posts by farmers who are finding trash instead of corn in their bins as they begin to try and move this grain. The crop is not there. The corn crop is terribly affected. But we can't tell people. They would freak out. Instead, U.S. has been, as I said, frantically importing corn from Brazil, which hadn't happened for quite some time. We're also seeing dry bean shortages after the terrible season last year. That's a global situation. We saw the sugar beets freeze in the ground, and the co-ops just said, don't even try and harvest them. Now there's a global sugar shortage. We've seen canned food shortages at Kroger and Walmart and Whole Foods, the largest retailers, grocers, I should say. Having canned food shortages, some of those signs even saying because of the bad crop harvests. We saw food canneries shutting down because there was no food to can. So it's safe to say that the situation in agriculture is in dire straits in the United States as well. And when you then mix in now, in the wake of this China shutdown, the fact that John Deere factories were shut down, so we can't get parts for our tractors, that's going to keep us from planting our crops. When we can't get seeds or chemicals or insecticides, I mean, I'd love to get rid of Roundup too, as much as, you know, anybody would love to get rid of glyphosates. But the reality is that a lot of our agriculture depends on these inputs right now, and that their production is shut down at this moment because Syngenta was purchased by ChemChina. And so China owns these production lines, and we're not getting what we need to grow food right now. I hope I'm making that clear. And if it's not clear, look no further than the fact that the Trump administration just gave more financial aid to the farmers before the season even started. And there's no reason to do that unless that administration can see from the points that I just enumerated as clearly as you and I can that our farmers are hurting, and that our food production is greatly in jeopardy, and that we need to prepare right now. So boom, there comes the CDC announcing that there will be significant disruptions, because again, we've got to front run this. We can't just announce that we're having bad years, bad harvests. There has to be some excuse that we can use to tighten our control. And that excuse, and I'm not saying it's not a real health threat, whatever you believe, if you think it's a complete hoax, or if you think it's a bioweapon, or if you think it's just 5G, I really don't even want to talk about that. Without speaking to what you believe is going on right now, the reality is that the effects this situation is having is going to accelerate and worsen the food shortages in every country. CDC officials say that disruptions could be severe, which is exactly what we stated on this channel is going to happen, because they need people to experience pain. They need to poke the bear just hard enough to get it to say, ow, cut it out, do whatever it is you need to do to get me food again. I want my Cool Ranch Doritos back. So if you need to shoot me up with vaccines, or if you need to take more of my carbon footprint, just do whatever. I want my Cool Ranch Doritos. That's what's going on right now. And they will poke this bear exactly as hard as they need to. And the bottom line that I want to communicate to you tonight is, do what you need to do to make sure that your family doesn't experience that pain. That's the immediate task before us. That's why I put out the video this morning from my car, which is not exactly my style, saying that these days are precious to be getting out ahead of this thing, because they need us all to feel pain, and you should be doing what you can to insulate yourself from that pain. Then too, there's the long game. We need to be growing our own food and self-sufficient in as many ways as possible. But I think there is going to be an immediate, controlled, limited collapse of the economy and of the food system that they will use to roll out these new systems of control. And lest you think there is not already the legal framework there for the United States government to do that, then I would like to reference Obama's Executive Order 13603, the National Defense Resources Preparedness Act, which stated in no uncertain terms that in the name of national security, or say a public health crisis, that the government could go ahead and come take control over basically everything, that the Secretary of the Agriculture could come in with to take over food resources, food resource facilities, livestock resources, veterinary resources, plant health resources, and the distribution of farm equipment and commercial fertilizers, that HHS could take over all health resources, actually that the Secretary of Defense could own water and tell you whether or not you get water. But they go on to basically spell this out, that they mean anything edible whatsoever. So indeed, the law is already on the books that the government can come take over food and everything about food if there's a crisis needed to do that. And that's why they have created this crisis. Ladies and gentlemen, again, please get prepared so that the pain that they are inducing right now, so that people scream for solutions, the problem-reaction solution, the massive Hegelian dialectic that is playing out right now, doesn't affect you and your family. I don't want you to go hungry at all. Because that's their plan, is to inflict pain so that they can come in with their fake meat and their climate change agenda and their totalitarian, transhumanist nonsense and move it all forward. Herd people into the smart cities. This is all part of that. Please spread the word about this, because we're all in this together, and it's going to take us all working to ensure that they don't get to succeed at this agenda. But we're first going to have to weather this short-term, limited collapse of our food supply and our economy. So get ready for all of that. It's a big task ahead of us. But if we work together and we bring our unique experiences, I think we can do it. So what do you got? What are you working on right now that can get us through this? I'd genuinely love to hear about it. Send me a note, iceagefarmer@protonmail.com. Please support this broadcast. Patreon.com/iceagefarmer is one way to do that. And folks, thanks for watching. Let's go build a new system that grows food, that's healthy and nutritive, that empowers people to be self-sufficient instead of enslaving them and taking over the world fundamentally. That's the charge before us. Thanks for watching. Be well, folks.